Michael Parkhurst, former team captain of the team, joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk about what's ahead for United. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear you guys again.
Yeah, so first and foremost, Mike, how you been doing, man?
I've been all right, man. You know, surviving just like everybody else. This is a little different reality than I expected to face in retirement, but we're fine, we're healthy, so we're making the best of it.
Yeah, I guess that in this point that's all you can hope for. But you know, looking at Atlanta United, what you've seen the matches, what do you think is the biggest problem that they're having right now?
Yeah, I've been watching cohesiveness all around, obviously particularly in the final third, hasn't been great. And but honestly, it's not too unexpected. I was pleasantly surprised we take 6 points from the first two games at the start of the season, because I mean, I know that we played, Cincinnati and Nashville, but we had a lot of roster turnover from last year to this year, and that's difficult. And you try and get up to speed in preseason, but it's challenging without the real games. So I thought the break for the virus really hurt the team. To get back together again, try and get going, with so many new faces, it's challenging. And always in those situations, it's the offensive part, that's the most difficult to get together, to get on the same page. And obviously when you take out the best goal scorer in MLS history, it makes it even tougher.
Well, yeah, there's that. And there's also, more new faces that are going to be coming on board after this tournament is over. So there's going to be another period of incorporation as well, Michael.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I mean, you want to bring in fresh faces, and you want to increase the pressure on guys for their spots in the lineup, because you don't want anybody to become complacent. So that's great. But the challenge, obviously, is who's your best 11? What's the best formation? How do you get those guys on the same page? And right now I don't think that Frank's quite figured out who the best 11 is and in what formation and how to get the best out of those guys in those spots. And that's a really, really difficult thing, especially coming off a long layoff.
You know what? Me and John have been trying to sit here. As a matter of fact, me, John, and everybody else is trying to identify who is going to be the person that actually steps up since Joseph is out. In your eyes, when you look at the two matches that they've played so far, who do you see as not so much being Joseph, but somebody who could take some of the pressure off of, at the striker position?
Yeah, obviously it's a tough one, and no one's going to replace Joseph and what he does and what he brings to the team, his intensity and his hungerness. One of the things I see the red card changed the game the other night. Let's not mince words or anything. That completely changes things, and you have to take out your striker, and there goes your attack. So that's always challenging. But if you have Pitti and Barco in there at the same time, you need someone that's going to stretch the back line, because those guys like to get the ball at their feet and do magic that way. But you need someone that's a threat in behind. Joseph was always on that last line looking for the ball in behind from Gressel. And that puts so much pressure on a back line, and it creates more space for Barco and Pitti to grab the balls in those good pockets. So you need someone up there that's going to do the work to get in behind and look for those passes. I don't know who that guy is yet. We've seen very little of all of them. Rosetta, Castro, Adam John, they've all gotten small opportunities. And, whoever gets the opportunity, hopefully against Columbus, steps up, because I expect them to play their best game of the tournament against Columbus. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. I think it's going to be a good one.
Talking about Michael Parker's former team captain of Atlanta United, giving us a little bit of insight. Is it just, notwithstanding whether or not they make the knockout round of this tournament, when we get back to regular season play here, is it just kind of like, develop your, as you said, your best 11 for Frank DeBoer and hang on until Joseph? Because I think there's an assumption, it's been 3 months since he had his surgery, I think there's an assumption that he will be back before the end of the year.
I don't know. That's a stretch for me. And then maybe some of it, I don't think it should depend on how the team's doing. I think Joseph and his long-term health comes number one for sure. And I don't think they'll rush him back no matter what's going on with the season. But I don't know. For me, I'd be surprised to see him line up again this year. But then again, I was surprised when he bounced back from a few injuries when I was playing with him, so you never count him out. But I don't think he just survived until he's back, because he might not be back until, you know, playoffs or whenever that timeline comes. You have to go out there, and then the fans expect it, and we expect it, and even the team expects to win games, not to just, you know, go out there and hope for a draw and, you know, eke out 1-0 wins. The roster's too good for that. The expectation's too high for that. So, and they're bringing guys in to replace them. So the expectation is, you know, one of those guys or two of those guys will be able to pick up the production, and the team can step up, and, you know, and I think they will. Like I said, the cohesiveness will come, the goals will come. You know, they were a little unlucky against the Red Bulls not to grab a goal or two. Even Bello had a big chance. So the goals will come. They'll be a little bit more scattered, but, you know, we expect them to win games, even without Joseph, for sure.
Talking with Michael Parker's former team captain, giving us insight into Atlanta United. It has been, a test for Frank DeBoer. He had the rough start last season because you were there, and then all the way through to the fact that they almost won the championship again, and the way the team rallied. Is that kind of like your thinking now that DeBoer's teams might just have, and again, you talk about all the changeover. You're not there. Gressel's not there. Nagby's gone. Joseph's injured. All the changeovers that we've had on this team here. That this team will, as the season goes along, even without Joseph, as we see this team, kind of come together, that they will be, by the time we get towards the playoffs, a force in this league? Or is it going to be a struggle all year because you have so many new parts?
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope it's the former, definitely. Frank's been a little unlucky in that, he comes in right after we win the championship. Pressure and expectations couldn't be higher. And you lose one of the best players to ever play in MLS. And then this year, you've got a huge roster turnover, expectations still very high, and then you lose Joseph. So it hasn't been easy for him, for sure. But like you said, we did turn it around last year. It was a rough start, not only in games, but in the locker room as well. And we went through things, and then, we came out of it strong and like you said, looking back, we should have won the championship. We should have beat Toronto, and I think if we host MLS Cup, we don't lose. So, we were right there and should have won it again last year. And so I think the team will turn it around. I mean, it's a challenge for sure, and guys in the locker room need to stick together through the tough times. That's always key. And so hopefully they're able to be strong enough to do that. And, I'm sure that they'll turn around and get some wins, no matter what the regular season looks like after this tournament.
Michael, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to, catching up with you and stay in contact. Use your expertise as we watch Atlanta United and the remainder of this tournament. We were talking, you and I, Mike Connie knows what they have to do. They got to win by so many and have this team do this to do this. Do you much care right now about where they're at, about the tournament results, or is it just about, hey, let's get this win tonight because it's a regular season win. If we make the knockout round, great, but otherwise we got to protect our tiebreakers going forward.
No, exactly right. You can only control what you can control, and they've put themselves in a situation where they don't control their own destiny, and that's life right now, and you have to live with it. But, of course, first and foremost, you have to win tonight, and all the situations are all dependent on one thing, and that's winning tonight. And, you hope the rest takes care of itself so that they can still keep playing and get that experience and, win this tournament and have a chance to at least. But first and foremost is get the regular season win and have a performance they feel good about and can rally around for sure.
Thanks, Michael. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes to be a part of the show.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Of course, guys. Anytime.